Just want to remind you also of two things that maybe you received when you came, maybe you didn't. There's a staff devotional that we would like you to have, even though you're not maybe on the staff. But it's something we've considered all summer. I don't have them with me, but you can. There might be some at the door. There are on this side. And there also are bookmarks from 2022. All right, so please take that. We've considered the thought of training for godliness and what it means to be godly. But for our time together in the next few days, I've chosen to consider some thoughts from the book of Philippians. Now, I don't know how many of you like to go on trips. Anybody been on a family vacation this year? Yeah, where did you go?
Hawaii.
How do we top that? Hawaii. Well, that's great. Were you happy before you went?
Yes.
Were you happy when you came back?
Yes.
Okay. All right. How about some of you kids ever look forward to a family vacation? Or something that you wanted to do? I mean, this summer, my kids had a brilliant idea. They wanted to take a road trip to Florida with our new dog. Great. I mean, can it get better than that? And so me, being the indulgent father that I am, said, of course. And so my kids were all excited, looking forward to this. And, you know, you pack the car. And we have an eight-month-old. Well, now he's 8 months, but he was about 6, 7 months at that point, and he was about 60 pounds. So it's not like he needs a seat. You know what I mean? And so we start on our road trip, and you know, I'm saying to my wife, you know, there's so many more hotels that are pet friendly now. It's great. You know, so go the first night, we find a pet friendly hotel, check in, and you have a pet. We have a pet fee. $100. But it's good for 3 nights. But I'm not staying 3 nights. No, but it's good. It's $100 for 3 nights. Okay. Very good. That's great. So I paid more for my dog than for the room. Okay, you know how it went from there on out, right? Okay. And once you get down there, you have to get back. You know, you can't leave the dog there. So praise God. Praise God anyhow. Yes, thank you, Audrey. But my point is, you know, we were excited about that trip. Now, I wonder, how many of you were excited about coming to camp? Anyone?
Oh, yes.
Excited about coming to camp? Yeah. You know, I find that more and more, that not only our children, young people, but some of the adults, some of the old-timers, they're excited about coming back to camp. Maybe you're here for the first time. Any first-time campers? Yes, okay. Well, you're going to come back, and you're going to be excited about it. But there's something more about coming to camp than being excited. I think the word that I'd like us to just consider for a moment is expectancy. What did you expect God to do for you when you came to camp this year? Any expectancy? Anything that may be a prayer in your heart? You don't have to share it. But we ought to come to these meetings, these times together. I mean, and it could be anywhere, too. I don't want to just say to the meetings, but, you know, you ought to walk on these grounds and say, God, what is it that you want to do for me? Why did you bring me here? Or why did you allow me to come? Now, some of you, I know you came because you want to jump in the lake, right? And you want to go rowboating or canoeing, you want to play ping pong, you want to see your friends. And that's all good. That's all good. But there also ought to be a desire in our hearts, God, what is it that you want to do for me? And no matter where we are in our walk with God, from the youngest to the oldest, from the oldest saint to the newest Christian, God always has something that he wants to give to you. You know, we sang about his love tonight. Do you know that God loves you? Your heavenly Father loves you. And he wants what's best for you. He wants to give you the best gifts. Why did I take my kids to Florida? Because I love them. And your heavenly Father loves you enough that he gave his son to die for you. No greater love. And he still loves us. You know, what I mean by that is, someone has said, you know, God loves us even though he knows all about us. He loves us in spite of who we are or what we were. He loves us with an everlasting love. So if you have your Bibles, that was just the introduction. I mean, just my kind of testimony, or because God has been faithful to us in these days and met us. And so I'm expecting Him to meet you as well, to continue His working among us. On that trip to Florida, we were there. We kind of left on a, tried not to be away two Sundays, so we left and only had one Sunday in the middle, and then stayed the weeks on either side. And on the Sunday that we were in Florida, my kids and my wife, they encouraged me to take them to Miami. We weren't in Miami, but we had to drive to Miami. Now, why do you have to drive so long to go to church? Well, I'm not complaining. So we went to church in Miami, and the pastor there, he was speaking from Philippians 1. And so after we were leaving, I thought to myself, there are some good things there. And I thought of camp, and I thought of family and friends. And so I made up a little worksheet for us. So tomorrow, I don't have it with me tonight, but tomorrow, I'd like you to bring a pencil or a pen. Think we can do that? Can you find a pencil or pen? And I'll see if I can locate some extra ones. Sister Elsie will help me, and we'll try to, so that everyone will have a pencil and a pen, all right, tomorrow morning. And it's just to keep us, maybe keep our thoughts in line. It helps me if I have a little sheet to work with, and you'll get to fill in some blanks and so on. All right, but tonight, before we really get into the book of Philippians, there is a verse right at the beginning of that letter. It's Philippians 1:6. It's a very familiar verse, but it's one of my favorite verses in the book of Philippians. Now, there are many, and maybe I should hesitate in saying that, but it's a verse that I've often given to people, especially young people. Beginning at verse 3, it says, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Now here's the verse. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. He who hath begun a good work in you will carry it on to the day of Jesus Christ. And the reason I like that is because, first of all, it's God who is working in you. He's confident of this very thing. Not that he is going to, you know, somehow, even Paul himself was not trying to change people. He was allowing God to do that. He's confident of this very thing, that he who hath begun a good work in you will carry it forward to that completion. And so, no matter, again, where we are, I've said that a number of times, no matter where you are in your Christian experience, some of you have been on the way a long time. You've known Jesus a long time. Some of you may be just beginning. But no matter where we are, there's always more for us in God. You see, God's work doesn't stop until that day he calls you home. Or that day he calls us all home and he returns. God's work does not stop. And he pushes us forward. And we're going to see that in this letter. That Paul here is at the end of the journey. This is one of his last letters. He's in prison. And yet he has this press. He says, I press toward the mark. Why? Because God's work was not done in him. And so God's work is not done in you. Have you arrived? Anyone arrived? I arrived at Pilgrim Camp today. No. No, you haven't. No one's arrived spiritually. There's always more that God is doing in our lives. It's interested me. I guess it was maybe Friday morning, or yes, it was Friday morning. Sister Gerda was here with us, Sister Gerda Bacher, and many of you know Sister Gerda. And she reminded us, Sister Pearl Young said, and that makes you, then you sit up and you listen. Sister Pearl Young said, she was another missionary, that the older Christians have to deal with the Lord about humility more than the younger Christians. Did you hear that? Did I get it right, Brother Nat? That's what she said. Why? Why is that? Because we think we've arrived. We think we've got something. And yes, I trust you have something. But don't think that God's work is complete in you, because He's still at work to make you like Jesus Christ. And so we come to Him and we say, Lord, You must work in me. You must do this that only You can do. And I can be confident tonight and say, I'm confident, along with the Apostle Paul, that He who hath begun a good work. I'm confident. Why? Because I believe God brought you here. You're not here by chance. That's just a happening. God brought you here. And He wants to work in you, and He wants to work in me. And together, isn't that wonderful that we can see God together? And I just love this time, because we have not only the old time saints, but the kids are here with us. Can I call you kids, or I have to call you children? The children are here with us. Is that better? No? No, you like kids, okay. And that's the way it ought to be, because each one has something to give. And we can learn from them, and they can learn from us. And as we share our faith, not only in word, but in an example, I believe God is going to manifest Himself. I got a text from one of our fellow ministers, and he talked about ending the camp season in glory. Now, I don't know if he meant that we were all going to go to be with the Lord, it could be, right? It could be. We sang that in one of these songs, but the thought was that we ought to have faith that God would just come to us these closing days. He's come all year, all season, God has manifested Himself. And so we thank Him for that, and we expect Him. We're confident of His working in these days. And so come with expectant hearts, all right? Come saying, Lord, teach me. Lord, speak to me. Lord, what is it You want to say today? And if we come that way, I'm confident the Lord will meet us. You know, it doesn't take a long time for God to work. God can work in a moment. And we want to have that faith. Jesus, You come. There's a song I'd like to sing with us in closing, and it's entitled, When Jesus Comes. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes. And so let's expect Jesus to come and to carry on that work that He has begun in each one of our hearts. Amen. What's the number, Brother Paul? I guess it's Then Jesus Came, right? 110. I'll ask you to stand again as we sing.
Sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes, Jesus. Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to save. From home and friends, the evil spirits drove. Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. Unclean, unclean, the leper cried in torment. Deaf, the dumb, in helplessness stood near. The fever raged, disease had gripped its victim. Then Jesus came and cast out every fear. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. So men today have found the Savior conquer passion, lust, and sin. Their broken hearts had left them sad and lonely. Then Jesus came and dwelt himself within. Hallelujah. Then Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's just thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Oh, Jesus, you have come for us. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, you have come to me. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, you have begun that good work in my heart. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Yes, Lord. Lord, we have this faith, this confidence in you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Lord, we ask that you would have your way among us.
Lord, you know what you want to do. And Lord, we say yes. Lord, do what you want to do. Come to us in the way that you want to come to us. We believe that you walk up and down throughout this room and you lay your hand upon each of us. Oh, we have that faith in you. Hallelujah. Brother Nat, would you pray with us, please?
Lord, we thank you for this new opportunity that we have during this friends and family time, Lord. These few days that are at the end of this season, we know, Lord, that you've brought up just the right people to be here at this time. And you have something for them. And we all want it, Lord. Whatever
yes,
you
Lord.
Have.
Yes,
for
Lord.
Us. We want it.
Yes, Lord.
Come, Lord, in your fullness.
Yes, Lord.
Come in your sweetness.
Yes, Lord.
Stamp your own image deep on our hearts.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Deep on our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
From the youngest to the eldest. Oh, Father, let us witness your presence.
Yes, Lord.
Your manifest presence in our lives. Thank you for wanting to do this for us. And we are expecting, as we heard tonight, for whatever you have, do it, we pray. Jesus, do it. That's our
yes, Lord.
Hearts tonight. Do it, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
Give us a good night of rest as some have traveled.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
Thank you for bringing them here safely.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we live and expectant of what you're going to do, even the next minute, but
thank
the next
you, Lord.
Few days. In Jesus' name, we
pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Now you can make your way down to the boathouse. See what Sister Elsie has, Sister Liz has for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Jesus, come. Jesus, come.
Change when Jesus comes to stay.